Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, Eve's here. We're doubling up today with two events in history. On with the show. Hi again. Welcome to This Day in History class, where history waits for no one. The day was June 9th, 1843. Baroness Bertha Felicia Sophie von Suttner was born Countess Kinsky von Schnitz und Tittau in Prague, Bohemia. Suttner wrote many novels and was a leader in the Austrian peace movement, and her work earned her a Nobel Peace Prize, the first ever awarded to a woman. Bertha's father, Count Franz Joseph Kinsky, died just before she was born. He was a retired high-ranking officer in the army. Her mother was named Sophie Wilhelmina von Kurner. She was about 50 years younger than her deceased husband, and she did not get married again after her husband died and used the family's inheritance to raise Bertha and her brother. Bertha was a member of the aristocracy, but she was also shunned by the high aristocracy because of her parents' mixed social statuses. In her younger years, she studied music and she read a bunch of books. Through her governesses, tutors, and travels throughout Europe, Bertha became fluent in French and English, in addition to German. In 1873, she became a governess for the Baron von Suttner family in Lower Austria. While there, she fell in love with the youngest son of the family, Baron Arthur Gundekar von Suttner. In 1876, Bertha went to Paris to apply for a job as Alfred Nobel's secretary. Alfred Nobel was a Swedish chemist and engineer who invented dynamite and founded the Nobel Prizes. But she soon returned to Austria and eloped with Suttner, acquiring the title of baroness. Though she left within weeks of arriving in Paris, Bertha kindled a friendship with Nobel that lasted until his death in 1896. The suitors were not too happy with Arthur and Bertha's marriage, so the couple went off to the Caucasus to live for 9 years. They earned a living there by teaching language and music, as well as writing. Bertha wrote for literary papers using a pseudonym, and she wrote several books during this time, including Inventory of a Soul, in which she argued for peace through technological progress and advocated for disarmament. Never having lost her love for reading, she studied Charles Darwin, Herbert Spencer, Henry Thomas Buckle, and Immanuel Kant. In 1885, the couple went back to Austria, where they kept writing. But having already been close to the Russo-Turkish War of 1877 to 1878, she was familiar with how devastating war could be. 2 years after they returned home, Bertha began working with the International Arbitration and Peace Association. After learning about pacifism and employing peace arbitration rather than armed force, she began including her ideals of peace in her writing. Her book, The Machine Age, originally published in 1889 under the pseudonym Yemand, meaning someone, she wrote about how technological and economic progress would end war. Lay Down Your Arms, another book she published in 1889, was more successful than the first. Russian author Leo Tolstoy even compared it to Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, an anti-slavery novel that is known for inspiring abolitionism and its stereotypes of Black people. The book garnered her considerable attention in the peace movement. Bertha started an Austrian branch of the international peace movement called the Austrian Peace Society in 1891. Around this time, she went to her first international peace congress, the Universal Peace Conference in Rome, and started a fund to establish the Berne Peace Bureau. She wanted to encourage a unified Europe and warn against the ills of nationalism. Bertha also co-edited and published Die Waffen-Nieder, a peace journal with Alfred Hermann Fried. Her husband co-founded an organization that fought against anti-Semitism in Austria. Bertha continued on this same path for the rest of her life. She wrote articles denouncing war and warmongering. After her husband died in 1902, she carried on their work of social activism. In 1905, Bertha became the first woman to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. She had played a part in convincing Alfred Nobel of the peace movement, and he wrote her a letter in 1893, 3 years before his death, saying he hoped to establish a peace prize. She lectured on the progress necessary to achieve peace, and she attended the first and second International Hague Peace Conference in 1899 and 1907. She also made a couple of trips to the United States. Her 1912 trip was a six-month lecture tour. Bertha faced ridicule from people who supported war or anti-Semitism, and she was often perceived as naive for her goals of peace. But she was prominent among pacifist circles, which mainly consisted of men, and she became known as the Generalissimo of the peace movement. She died on June 21, 1914, of suspected cancer. Vienna's first hosting of the Universal Peace Congress, to be held in September, was canceled because of the July Crisis, a conflict that began with the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand in Sarajevo. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. And if you haven't already, you can listen to a new podcast that I host called Unpopular. Unpopular is a show about people in history who challenged the status quo and were sometimes persecuted for it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History Class, a podcast that proves history waits for no one. The day was June 9th, 1934. The cartoon character Donald Duck made his debut in the animated film The Wise Little Hen. It was Donald Duck's first appearance, but his name was mentioned in the 1931 book The Adventures of Mickey Mouse. Donald Duck has since appeared in many other films, television series, and comics. In The Adventures of Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck's name appeared alongside the names of Mickey Mouse's other friends, including Carolyn Cow, Patricia Pig, and Robert Rooster. On the cover of the book, Donald Duck appeared as a white duck with a green hat and pants. The Wise Little Hen, released on June 9, 1934, was one of Walt Disney's Silly Symphony cartoons. Silly Symphony was a series of animated short films that Walt Disney Productions released between 1929 and 1939. The Wise Little Hen was directed by Wilfred Jackson and based on the fairy tale The Little Red Hen. The film was animated by Art Babbitt, Clyde Geronimi, Dick Humor, and others. Clarence Nash was the voice of Donald Duck and Peter Pig. Nash went on to voice the duck in many other feature films and short films. In the 7-minute long The Wise Little Hen, Donald Duck looks more like his modern character, wearing a blue sailor shirt and hat. In the short, a hen needs help planting corn and harvesting it. Donald Duck and his friend, Peter Pig, refuse to help her work, pretending they have a stomach ache. So the hen's chicks help her plant the corn. Once the corn is harvested, the hen cooks a table full of dishes with corn in them. Peter Pig and Donald Duck once again pretend to have stomach aches when they see the hen, but they soon realize that she is asking them to help her eat the corn. She hands them a bowl, but instead of being filled with food, it contains a bottle of castor oil for stomach aches. The hen and her chicks eat all of the food. Donald Duck's personality wasn't developed much in his debut, but it was later developed to make him more mischievous and temperamental. After The Wise Little Hen, Donald Duck appeared in Orphan's Benefit, an animated Disney short that was released in August of 1934. The short features Mickey Mouse and other characters, including Donald Duck, putting on a show for children. Donald recites Mary Had a Little Lamb and Little Boy Blue, but he loses his temper when the children blow their noses at him and is dragged off the stage. Orphan's Benefit marked Donald Duck's first time appearing alongside Mickey. It also set the stage for Donald's character traits, as Donald hopped on one foot and shook his fist at the audience when he got angry at their mockery. By the late 1930s, Donald Duck was starring in his own cartoons. In the early 1940s, Disney released a series of war propaganda films featuring Donald Duck as a U.S. Army member. In later years, Donald appeared in educational films and other Disney productions, and he gained recognition outside of the U.S. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. You can also send us an email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.